there's an agenda being pushed throughout mainstream media, Hollywood, music, video games, etc., and it's targeting the American people, but specifically it's targeting American children. And that's the reason I'm making this video. This video won't be popular, and this video will probably get my channel taken down, but I don't care. It doesn't matter. This message needs to get out. And if it offends you, chances are you're part of the problem. Here we go. Now, believe it or not, the internet didn't always exist. When I was a kid, we had phones simply hanging on the wall. You'd pick them up, you'd call somebody, or you'd actually go meet them in person. But the internet changed everything. Let me give you a little history real quick. Credit for the initial concept that developed into the World Wide Web is typically given to a guy named Leonard Kleinrock. In 1961, he wrote about ARPANET, the predecessor of the internet, in a paper entitled Information Flow in Large Communication Nets. According to the journal Management and Business Review, Kleinrock, along with other innovators such as J.C.R. Licklider, the first director of the Information Processing Technology Office, or IPTO, provided the backbone for the ubiquitous stream of emails, media, Facebook postings, and tweets that are now shared online every day. And to be perfectly honest, it can't be denied, the internet has opened up so many different avenues for you to be able to access information that traditionally you'd have to spend hours and hours in libraries going through books, handwriting letters to people, or making phone calls to try to find out things on history, technology, science, mathematics, health, etc., etc., etc. But sadly, the information that was once flowing so freely and enriching people's lives has turned into what we see today. And in this video, I'm going to expose some things that you probably didn't know existed, or maybe you did, but it's a problem. Here we go. Now, the internet's brought us many different things. I mean, anything you could possibly want to do or anything you're interested in, there's somebody else putting out videos or writing blogs about this, and it's awesome. There's forums, there's all sorts of stuff. And I'm one of those people that puts out how-to videos every now and again. And it's very rare I put out a video like this, but I ran into some people while I was on the road. They brought this to my attention, and they said that everybody that has a platform should be sharing this information. And this isn't just for views, because chances are this video will be demonetized. Now, when I say demonetized, some people that don't make videos don't know what I'm talking about. If you cross a line or talk about anything that YouTube or society deems as taboo, the video will be either A, taken down, or B, demonetized. But many people figured out that there was literally millions and millions of dollars to be made, sometimes per month, on YouTube by targeting specific audiences. Like this, for instance. Damn! Welcome to the world of online influencers. And it turns out being an influencer is the number one job that children want to get. They don't want to be astronauts, policemen, firemen. They want to be influencers. And some people have gone so far as turning their bodies into absolute amusement parks by eating 10, 20 pound meals of incredibly high calorie food, simply because people watch it, because people enjoy watching a train wreck. And the thing about all this is, it's very high volume views, very, very low effort, and why not, right? What's the downside to this? Well, some of the downsides can be things like this, I suppose. And I don't even understand how it's a question. Of course these people are dying young from stuffing themselves and walking around pointing the finger saying, you're body shaming me, or body positivity, etc. Overweight people destroy their bodies, their hearts, their lungs, their joints, etc. I've had to take medications where I would gain 20, 25 pounds, and then I could lose it again, But when I was on the upswing, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt. You know what I'm saying? The obvious stuff. And you'd think that people would understand that and move along. But no, you've got people like this. And these people get crazy views, meaning they have, no pun intended, tons of influence. And I bring this up because thanks to the internet, people can share their opinions that would normally never be heard, and body shaming, body positivity, everything else being pushed to people's own detriment. Being incredibly overweight was never a thing, never a thing, but it is now because we live in a world of $1 junk food, fast food, genetically modified food, medications, etc. As well as Hollywood and the music industry pushing body shaming and body positivity, you end up having things like this.
You want to hear my hot take on plus size travel and why I think every plus size traveler should get a free second and even third seat on an airplane? Then you better keep watching and sign my petition to make some real change.
So yeah, that's a real thing. This woman has, no pun intended, tons of followers, and she's got tons of influence. Again, no pun. But she was able to get Southwest Airlines to actually give her one or two extra seats on an airplane. When's the last time that happened to you? Well, chances are it's never happened to you, and she's calling it discrimination. And yet, airplanes have been around as long as airplanes have been around. And this is suddenly a new problem because everyone is just, I can't help it. I'm 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 pounds, and it is what it is. The world has to change to accommodate me because I'm so large. But I wanted to start off with this because we're just getting into it. But I wanted to start off with this to show you the type of influence that the internet has. It's making people believe that being morbidly obese is somehow a terrific thing and everyone should do it. And being morbidly obese in this day and age is actually pretty easy. You can sit in front of a computer, a television, a video game console, and eat fast food. I mean, they'll even deliver it to your house. You don't even have to leave the house ever. And chances are most of these people can't. But it was all done with influence. So let's get into the bad stuff. Let's get going here, shall we? So I've been on YouTube about 13, 14 years, but I had never watched YouTube. I was on it, but I didn't watch YouTube. And I didn't follow the trends. I didn't know what big YouTubers were doing. I didn't realize you could get up to 300 million subscribers, etc. I just didn't know. Well, on this particular road trip, I let YouTube autoplay, and I found people like Boogie2988, who's an absolute horrible person. But I also found people like Penguin Zero, someone that started with video games and is now commentary. And believe it or not, I never knew who Mr. Beast was until all these allegations started showing up the last few months. But at any rate, you see where I'm coming from. I was curious how they all got to be such large YouTube platforms. What they all did was they started out by playing video games online. And video games online attracted subscribers because the subscribers were children. Hundreds of millions of children. And they would take all these, they'd play video games live, and they would accumulate massive views, massive watch time, and massive subscriber bases. And then usually at some point as they got older, they would transition into what's called commentary, quote unquote, commentary. Where YouTubers basically talk about other YouTubers, they get millions of views, they contribute nothing to society in real life, but they do have a mass amount of influence on the children that have grown up with them over the years that watch them still. And that's where things get dangerous.
9-year-old Jackson and 6-year-old Luke are brothers.
We might be able to hit a double jackpot here.
Both are big time into screen time.
They have so many toys that they never play with, and they want to watch the videos all the time. And so that's just the enigma that I don't understand.
What's even more mind-boggling for mom Stacy Rackley is what her boys are watching on YouTube.
Minecraft, watching other people play Minecraft and be obnoxiously screaming in the background.
Videos of other people playing video games. Children often feel they're creating a connection with a popular gamer.
But that's his YouTuber name.
You can talk to the gamer. They are constantly narrating it, and they develop researchers call parasocial relationships, where it's almost like this gamer is your friend.
Stacy tries to limit screen time to an hour or two a day and never after 7 at night. But she questions her rules because there's no blueprint for this area of parenting.
And chances are, your children have spent more time listening to these people that you probably just see when you glance at their computer screen or glance at their iPhone, etc. But these people have massive, massive amounts of influence. And like I said, some of them started out with video games and then swapped over to the commentary section. But I'm watching people like Penguin Zero, a completely grown man. I think he's in his early 30s now. The guy completely talks like he's talking to children. He speaks in anime and video game analogies only. I can't watch him. I find him ridiculous, but he's not the one we're going to talk about right off the bat. Actually, you know what? Let's get to it right now. How about that? Penguin Zero. Recently, Penguin Zero had a debate with another YouTuber called Sneeko. And they were talking about the correct age, underage marriage, things of that nature, just nonsensical stuff. But one thing that Charlie said, I don't understand why he would say anything like this ever, except for the fact that he never takes a position on anything. He tries to remain neutral so he can continue to get 2 million views per video and continue to grow his subscriber base without actually having a real opinion. The entire world is a complete and utter shit show right now, and this guy has no opinions except this one.
Do you believe that somebody can go through hormone therapy? Can they change their gender if they're a child?
I think that's totally fine as long as everyone is consenting, as you agree with.
Okay, so as long as everyone...
If your parents are okay with it and you are okay with it, I think that's totally a familial decision to make, yeah.
Okay, so... A child can cut their penis off and take hormone blockers and change their biology forever, but they can't get married?
Well, that's a decision that now extends beyond the family, because now you're bringing in a different party. So if you have someone that's your age coming in saying, I want to marry that child, I don't think that can happen under any circumstance.
But it's still a personal decision. You're still deciding. Take the other party out of the equation. It's a personal decision. If I'm 16... And I personally want to marry this girl. She's beautiful. She's 21 years old. Her family wants to do it. My family wants to do it. You're saying, I can't do that. We're both consenting. I'm ready to go. I'm physically mature. But I'm not allowed to marry because Moy says that woman's a pedophile. But if then the next day I leave it, I'm depressed, I want to cut my penis off. I can go right into the clinic, snip it off, and start taking HRT like Chris Tyson. That's a society that makes sense to you?
It is. I believe everyone has complete. Yep, I believe everyone has the right to do with their body what they want to do.
Now, being the proverbial fence sitter, he tried to walk this back. But Sneeko, everyone hates Sneeko, so they tried to take Charlie's side right off the bat. But Charlie has to understand, he's cultivated all those millions of subscribers off the backs of children that originally watched him playing video games. And for some people, people are astounded by his incredible vernacular, the way he speaks so well, and then throws a fart analogy in there somehow. It makes no sense to me. But in this debate, in this little clip I just showed you twice, gender, snipping your penis off, both times he said yes, straight up. Now that affects a lot of people, all right? If you can't marry somebody underage because they don't have the mental capacity, how do they have the mental capacity to do something as drastic as altering their body forever? He shouldn't be saying things like this. But that's what all the high-level YouTubers do. They all push the agenda that stays safe and keeps the money rolling in. You see what I'm saying? It's unbelievable, and it's incredibly irresponsible. He has a platform large enough to actually make a difference in this world if he had the balls to risk losing his channels, like I did, for instance. Just going to put that out there. But for someone else that pushes HRT, or human growth hormone, to children... There's another one that's been on YouTube forever, and YouTube has done zero, zip, nada about it. And that would be Keffels.
Back in 2022, TYT covered a story involving a transgender streamer named Clara Sorrenti, who goes by Keffels.
So Keffels is a Twitch streamer, a YouTuber that became quite famous when they were allegedly doxxed and then stalked and had to leave the country. Lots of media sources covered this story when it first broke. And because of having to flee the country, Keffel started a GoFundMe where she raised over $100,000 from her subscribers. The only problem with this entire story is it was complete and utter bull stuffing. It wasn't real. She was never taken at gunpoint by the police, etc., and she was never fleeing anybody. She just went on a very extravagant vacation, bought all sorts of things, and caught herself a self-admitted cocaine and crystal meth addiction. That's what she did with the $100,000. So it didn't take long for the media to turn back on her after they had said such nice things like this.
The community that I built online was the only time we ever felt like a normal teenager. And the target on my back is because of that.
So to clarify, Keffels, as pictured here, started out life as a young man who convinced her father at the age of 16 to take his life savings so that she could transition into what she is today. A lovely young woman. The strange thing about this is, you know, we talk about mental disorders, things of that nature, etc., so forth, and blah, blah, blah. But it turns out Keffels started her life as a boy only to get sex reassignment to become a woman and then start dating a woman. You see what I'm saying? Just kind of strange. But here's the thing. Keffel walked around and wielded her transgenderism as a sword and used it upon anybody that would dare say anything, calling them transphobic, etc., until the house of cards started crumbling down, because turns out Keffels was secretly helping minors to transition, selling them homegrown HRT under the table and walking them through the entire procedure, how to transition from male to female or back and forth, whatever, without their parents' knowledge. And after you ordered it, it all came in a very wonderful little box that had what is known as Lolly on it, which is basically child PDF files in cartoon form. These are the actual boxes you're seeing. And this kind of Lolly child PDF stuff is very, very common in this video that I'm going to show you, because apparently a lot of these big YouTubers are seriously into anime and pornography that is cartoon form of children, which just blows me away. At any rate, to see all the receipts, to see in-depth dives, check out the Willie Mac Show, Some Ordinary Gamer, or just type in Keffels Lied, because everything was an absolute lie, and this person is still on YouTube to this day, still on Twitter, with no recourse. They allow it. But if you say anything about the state of the nation, or you say anything they don't like, they'll take you right down. But if you're transgender, apparently you're good to go, no matter what crimes you commit, at any rate. So moving on, this large, unkempt person that's probably making you itch yourself right now is a person known as Boogie2988. And he's ended up in Super Bowl commercials. He's been considered an OG on YouTube because he started playing video games online pretty much before anybody else did, garnering him a large audience of almost 4 million subscribers. Sadly, it turns out that if you somehow idolize or consider a 500-pound dude in his 20s playing video games online as somebody to look up for and take life advice from, you're sadly going to find yourself severely crestfallen. And that's what's happened with Boogie2988. Now, entire documentaries have literally been made about this guy, showing how many scumbag moves he's done. Paying $200,000 for prostitutes, to abusing his wife, allegedly, at least verbally, to currently dating somebody who is literally 30 years younger than him and probably a tenth of his size, which is just highly disconcerting. But then one day, when he started realizing that his relevancy was completely over with, he decided to scam his subscribers with a Bitcoin scam and made himself $10,000. Now, that ended up being an entire cavalcade of videos by literally dozens of channels. But then that entire thing went away in less than a week, because it turned out that Boogie had also been faking cancer. literally faking cancer to his subscribers for sympathy, and he's still on the internet to this day. As a matter of fact, he published a video just hours ago, which is crazy. But I'm not even going to get into this because way too many videos have been made on him, and I'll leave links below if you want to see them, but I don't know why you would. It's all been documented. He's still on YouTube. He's faking medical diseases. He's scamming his subscribers, and YouTube does literally nothing about it. These people are influencing not only your children, but other people into doing the same thing because there's literally zero consequences to their actions, apparently. And that's why Boogie's on here. He's made claims against his now deceased parents of sexual abuse that are probably not true. And in order to justify or rectify everything with the social media community, Boogie recently got a tattoo of liar on his face, which in just a couple of weeks' time is already fading because chances are, just like Boogie, that was all fake as well. But at one point, this guy was considered the Mr. Rogers of YouTube. You see, I would never look up to some 500-pound basement-dwelling video game-playing Legend of Zelda anime-loving freak like this, but apparently many people do, and that's sad. Now, let me reiterate. The reason I'm making this video isn't for clout, it isn't for money, because YouTube will absolutely demonetize this, and they may even deplatform me. But it is what it is. I was heavily abused as a child, and I spent a lot of time locked behind bars as an adult. And when I was locked up, I spent a good 35 to 40% of that time locked in the hole, locked in solitary confinement, because every time a new predator would come in, the correction officers would inform us and we would deal with them, which always resulted in going to solitary confinement or the hole. I'm making this video because it needs to be made, and not just for clickbait or for views. These people are predators, and the platforms are allowing it. You talk about somebody messing with the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, your channel gets taken down. But if you're doing things like this, you get millions of subscribers. What's really going on? At any rate, let's go on to this next freak. This is a guy named Vosh. He's a left-wing political analyst that has some incredibly strange takes and recently outed himself as being a lover of animated child PDF files. Yeah, and he also is enthralled with a horse's penis. But the people on the left listen to his political views. This is not parody. This is not a skit. This is a real dude, believe it or not.
Example of the kind of structure that I'm referring to.
Well.
What you just saw there was a live stream that Vosh was doing where he inadvertently opened a pornography file for all the world to see, and it was loaded with Lolly, which is animated pornography of underage children engaged in unbelievably disgusting sexual positions. The fact that grown men are even into this boggles my mind. I had to look it up. And hopefully you don't know what it is. But that's not all. That's not all. He didn't just have some cartoon pictures that he admits to pleasuring himself to quite often. He said a lot of things like this.
Age Android girl, do you think the average American man would be most attracted to?
I think it would be somewhere from 14. Do you not want to answer the question? No, I think it'd be somewhere from 14 to 17.
So that's his age category for anime or animated cartoon girls, 14 to 17 on the internet. But that's nothing, because this is what he thinks about child porn.
If you're not paying for child porn, if you're just getting it, there is no moral or legal argument against that. That doesn't also like rope in you guys for the things that you have purchased. I would never make the argument that somebody who doesn't pay for child pornography but consumes in any way has committed an immoral act.
Now, let me remind you, this guy's main, his bread and butter, the reason he's got almost 500,000 subscribers is because of his information. He's a left-leaning political analyst, and people take his opinion and shape their views on America and policy by what he says. They really do. And this is what he is out of his own mouth.
pedophiles, right, who buy child pornography, mm-hmm. would you say they should not be held responsible for doing that?
Yes.
Really? Even though mm-hmm. they're directly supporting child rape?
I think that's it's hypocritical. Because I bought my computer and the silicon in it was farmed in Africa by slaves. If I can do that and that's legal and no one's going to call me out in my shit, then yeah, I have to be consistent in that respect. I mean,
so with his consistency, this final statement should pretty much put a nail in it. But yet this guy is still up on YouTube, even though these words are coming out of his mouth on their platform.
This empirically correct fact that I am about to spit. It is possible for an adult and a child to have a sexual relationship and for it to have positive outcomes on the child as well. That is
the kind of stuff that would get you put in the ground in a real world, because that is just unbelievable. This guy spits this kind of stuff over and over and over and over again. Owning child pornography that you didn't take isn't immoral. It's not contributing. What are you even talking about? What are you even talking about? This guy is a influencer. He influences over 500,000 people on his channel with his leftist remember this. He's a quote unquote political streamer. That's his thing. But in the meantime, he likes to say the most ridiculous, disgusting things all the while playing a video game, because that's what grown men do, apparently. They don't build, they don't create, they don't take up sports, they don't do anything productive. They play video games and say disgusting things and get away with it. But enough on that, I guess. Let's move on to the next one. But let me just, are you catching it yet? The amount of people these people are influencing is staggering, and a great majority of them, because these guys are playing video games, attracts children, and this absolutely effed up ideology gets stuck in their head, whether they realize it or not. I'm almost out of words here. I want to give a huge shout out to a YouTuber called Big Bungie. He has done great videos on pretty much everybody I've covered here so far, because everybody's pointing these things out because they're all wrong. They're all wrong. But they all have a shield one way or the other. They're left, they're trans, they're fence sitters, etc. But it doesn't get any better. It just keeps getting worse. Every time you turn around, there's somebody that's got a channel that started on the backs of children that have somehow turned these channels into places where they can actually interact with underage minors. And it's actually such a problem that the biggest Gold Rush series of videos on YouTube that you can possibly produce these days are To Catch a Predator, To Catch a YouTube Predator, To Catch a Kick Predator, To Catch a Omegle Predator. It just doesn't end. It's nonstop. But you need to think about this. Any person that starts a channel that gets ginormous off of video games has a couple of screws loose anyways. Seriously. Because what are games for? They're for children. You got to let go of them. I literally had a PlayStation 2 when they were new back in the day, and one day it came to me that if I continue playing this game, I'm never going to get up, because you start playing the game and next thing you know, 8 hours went by. I'd rather be out in the woods or out doing something that's not what children do. You see what I'm saying? That's how I've never ended up in this situation. I could go on for days making videos like this, but this takes me a long time because I'm not a professional editor. But this has to be done. Like I said, I am totally aware that I'm probably going to lose my channel over this, but hopefully the people that see it, it'll make a difference. For instance, this guy right here, EDP445, his name stands for Eat Dat Pussy Cat, but not without the cat. This is a morbidly obese, creepy-looking dude that literally had 300,000+ followers, and he was a disgusting, foul-mouthed person that always talked about things that happened to him while he was going to the bathroom or while pleasuring himself, and yet he had 300,000 followers until he got caught red-handed going to meet up with a minor, and he got caught by another YouTuber who got him hemmed up and kicked off the platform because there was such an uproar. But for every one that gets caught, 3 to 5 more keep going. And these guys don't stop. They use, I mean, every day there's a new app that's used specifically, because it only makes sense. There's only one reason these apps would be invented, and it would be to do things with minors and not be detected every day. So you have to watch what your children are doing, or better yet, unplug them. They'll be a better human being for it. Technology isn't helping anyone anymore. It's amazing. Dr. Disrespect happened, and he admitted he had an enormous deal with some large platform. I believe it was Kick. I could be wrong. And they suddenly dropped his contract, and then he denied it. And then he came out and said, yeah, I was definitely texting somebody that was underage. It got a little out of hand at times, but it is what it is. He's a video gamer. Your kids watch him. Your kids know him. And chances are your kids don't know that he's been put out there for what he's been put out for. And it turns out, for whatever reason, after all this waterfall of Mr. Beast and Ava Chris Tyson and everybody else came out, he's decided to resurface. Now, this is a full-grown man in his 30s. He's about 6'6". He makes millions and millions and millions of dollars playing video games. And decided to throw his life and everything, his reputation, his gaming company, everything away to simply interact with somebody literally half his age or less. And then he thinks he's coming back, no harm, no foul. You need to understand this, because chances are your kids know exactly who this guy is, and chances are they don't know about the allegations. Just saying. So I'm not going to get into Ava Chris Tyson, Mr. Beast's former best friend that he grew up with, a former Christian that was married with a son, who decided one day that he wanted to become transgender. And he did so, and Mr. Beast supported it, etc. But then all of a sudden, tons of allegations, lots of inappropriate messaging to minors over the years, Mr. Beast hiring people that were already arrested for the same thing. You know, they were all RSOs. Look it up. I'm not going to get into that because everybody's been covering it ad nauseum, because to them, it's a cash cow. They don't really care. It's a cash cow. I'm covering this because this is just coming to a boiling point. Every time you turn around, another influencer, quote unquote, is getting caught with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar. And at some point, somebody's got to make a stand here. I'm not doing this for clicks or clout, because I know what the end result will probably be for someone like myself. I've gone after a lot of people here, and they all seem to be pushing the same agenda. If they're not pushing HRT or the transgender lifestyle or something to that effect, they're trying to get with your kids, and most of them are actually pretty dang good at it. And every time you turn around, there's another app that's actually allowing this all to happen. They come up with things like Snapchat, where they can send nude pictures to one another and then they're deleted. Apparently there's an app called Whisper. Ask Dr. Disrespect about that, because I know nothing about it. It's just crazy how this is all coming to a boiling point. I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but it's insane. It's absolutely insane. And then you've also got women that are telling children that the way to go is become an OnlyFans model, where people have to sign up to watch you for $10 shake your boobs or stick a bottle places or have intercourse with somebody else. That seems to be the main goal, and they're labeling it as empowering women. It's just absolutely Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0, the American version. And I was just moved to tell you guys about this. This is way off of my genre, but it has to be said. Anybody that has a platform that's not doing the same thing, you got to kind of question where your morality is at, in my opinion. At any rate, links to everything will be in the description box below. There will be no gambling apps in the below, because I will not take them as sponsors. I think that's deplorable. So they're pushing OnlyFans. They're pushing video games, they're pushing social media as a lifestyle, and they're pushing gambling. Everybody needs to learn how to gamble. It's the way to go. I ain't about that. At any rate, if this video did anything for you, hit the like, hit the share, and hit the subscribe button. Hit the little bell next to it so you're notified of all new videos. After 35 minutes, I am out.